This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 Hello. Sorry we're a little bit late. Some of us are a lot of bit late. Unfortunately, Vinny had a... So he had a flat.
He had
we
a flat
don't know
tire,
too much about
so
it.
So he had to go back home. So he must have caught it on the way, leaving. My car had a flat, went back and switched to van.
So that's at 4:52. He texted us.
And yeah. He's here.
Oh, and he's here. Oh,
look at him.
He must have gone
speeding
just...
speeding records
no
did
doubt.
He break?
Land speed records.
Good morning.
But we timed this pretty perfectly, didn't we?
I know.
What did we do?
We just added
we just
a couple
started.
Songs. We're like, oh, we think he'll be here at... It turns out.
And turned you were.
Boom.
52. Dang, you got here quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's your morning so far,
yeah,
Vinny?
How far did you get before you realized?
Not that. It wasn't. I didn't even realize. It was my sensor went off. So,
oh, good.
I don't know. 2 miles. I mean, I got to 17. Mm-hmm. I get on it and start picking up speed, and the sensor goes red and goes, you have 11 PCI in your left driver's side. Back driver's side. Anyway, I just went... Can I do this?
Totally. Can I make this happen?
I know. If you didn't have an hour to go, maybe you could have, but Jesus,
well,
11?
You know,
if you were
you
going to Los Gatos, maybe.
Right. do I roll down the hill or do I?
I had a lot of quick, you know, math to do
sure.
And ultimately came to the conclusion that I'm going to end up on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. It's
right.
Probably a nail. I mean, I don't know. I parked the car, gassed it up and mm-hmm. parked it on Friday. You know,
yeah.
After I got home from work, and then I haven't touched it till this morning. So I pulled
out
and was like,
so much darn construction around here and everywhere that you could have picked it up anywhere.
I do, you know, I drive far, so who knows? But that was the move. So I went, okay, that's why we have a second car.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip it, switch that. The trip was... switching everything.
Bang, damn, flip it and reverse
like, all right, I got to get my... Do I have my wallet? Do I have my phone? Do I have my glasses? Uh-huh. Do I have... All right. I'm good. I got my oatmeal. Forgot my spoon. But that's the only...
We'll find you something.
I have a spoon here.
The only missing thing was that I got in the car. I start driving. I'm like, spoon. the spoon. No. Nuts. Anyway, how was your weekend?
It was great.
Good.
How was yours?
I left at 6:30 in the morning to go to the airport.
Right, that's right.
And I got home around 5 p.m. on Saturday.
So you flew to pick up your mom and then drove here with her dog.
Drove here.
What did you guys talk about on the way back?
Yeah.
You name it, everything under the sun.
Just yappity-doo.
In fact, we don't even listen to music.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
You guys just chat and chat.
She can't seem to work her stereo.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, it's all right. I'm good.
Did you ever say mom?
No.
No,
actually,
Vinny, cause did she ever say Vinny? Shh.
No. I you know,
I would.
They're easy together.
We know each other a long time. We're good together. Yeah. There's no real...
Oh, good.
There's
you
no problem.
You're the longest.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
So
aww.
We just, you know, there was some conversation, but it was light. There was some rain.
Oh.
Not only this
Saturday.
Morning, but Saturday as well down south.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
I'm surprised.
I mean, I could.
It was a weird weekend, actually, weather-wise. Like,
dang,
I
it was
expected,
hella windy, huh?
It was crazy windy.
I was like, I'm going to close the blinds because it might come crashing through the window any second now.
I know. It was really howling. Not just blustery fall days. Like, I'm like, is this a windstorm? Like, a couple times I'm like, oh my God. Like, it sounded like a helicopter right above the house or something.
In Davis, Vinny, I forgot what they called it. I saw in Good Morning America.
The dust devils that they...
Yeah, dust. It was dust storm, wind storm. It was just crazy and just have to hunker down. Yeah.
That was on the roads all the way here Saturday. Mm. In fact, going through... What is that? 152?
Los Baños?
Well, that area, but there's like 152 when you're headed towards Highway 1. Mm-hmm. And you're... I don't know what area that is, but... It was blowing across, like, dirt across the freeway. Mm. And then the tractors are out there doing their work. And you're like, and they're flipping it all up. You're, well, all right. We'll wash this when we get home. No problem.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just part of the deal.
So when you drive to the airport or do you get a ride to the airport? Like, do you leave a car at the airport and then have to go pick it up later?
No. It was a last-minute audible. The missus was up with me, and she's like, I'm either going to call you an Uber, or I'm going to wake the kids up.
Oh.
She woke the kids up, which I was surprised by.
So they saw Dad up out to the airport.
Right.
You throw the needle, buddy?
I throw the needle?
Did you thread the needle?
Oh, thread them. I'm like,
or did they, throw it.
Or is this heroin comedy we're doing here?
Please don't throw needles.
Throw it. Hide it from the cops.
You find a vein.
Threes, don't.
What?
Don't throw the needle.
No, we were good. It was good.
I'm surprised because getting the kids up is often the hardest part of any day. Sure. Let's get those kids ready and out the door. This will take about 4 hours.
No, I wasn't in charge of getting me to the airport. Mm. She was. So she got me there in plenty of time. No worries.
And how was Nona when she got to the house? So happy to see her granddaughters. Do they freak out and love her so much?
They sure do. Mm. It's all good. That's really the
beautiful.
It's really cool.
Did Ella know she was coming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yep. And they've been locked at the hip since then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. It's fun.
Yeah.
But although let's hear about your stories. My stories, I actually have no story. Well, my weekend was nothing, zero. I drove and drove and drove and drove and drove.
Until I drove again.
And then yesterday, the missus goes, hey, do you want to go over the hill to the mall and return that lamp? I'm like, I'm not getting in the car at all.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but you know, I'm like, no, you zero go. No. Uh-uh.
But Nona's there. You guys could get out. Maybe
no.
You know, stop banging a park or something.
No.
Nona was driving too.
No way. Mm. I'm good right here in my seat.
How long is she here for? 2 weeks?
A little less. But
so you'll have, will you have like a date night?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm not thinking about that yet, though.
Let's get through a work week, baby.
Well, let's get through a day. I mean, I was like,
let's get through
this morning
first.
And drove in and my car gave a crap on me. So let me just get through today and then I'll talk about date night. How about you? Did you get ripped Friday?
I did.
Did you sing your brains out?
I did.
All right.
That's what I do. I honest to God, the only thing I can really say about my weekend is that I just ruin myself every Friday and spend the rest of the weekend recovering. It's just not, I have to stop it.
I thought you said you were slowing your roll.
I had been. I mean, I've been trying to be good, but then on Friday, you know, you just get going with some friends, you're playing cards.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Just drinking and it's really
fun.
The whole week, I'm actually really rigid about my rules for myself, you know, like I don't do anything to compromise my sleep or my schedule during the week. And then I throw it all out the window every Friday.
That's why you can do it. You're good, so you can be bad.
I don't know who's on your back, because none of us are.
Me, I'm on my own back,
well,
I guess.
Get off your own back.
I can't help it. You know, thing is, I was so sick on Saturday.
Oh, no.
That I almost suspect that there was, that's what it felt like. But it was unusual in that I wasn't, you know, it's not like I barfed or anything. I don't have any memory loss that I can remember from that night. Like, I didn't feel like I got that lit.
Mm-hmm.
And yet on Saturday, I was ruined. And I had, in my sister's birthday, my sister-in-law, her birthday's today, so we all went out for dinner.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
She's like 30. She's great looking. We had a dinner. We were going to go to, my brother had made reservations at this place in Sausalito, and so the plan was to go to dinner. And I was just so ruined. Like, I feel like I had something else going on besides, and she was even saying, like, maybe it was, you had, like, a little bug or something. Mm-hmm. Although I'm sure it's just
people do say, and I wouldn't know. I haven't had a sip in a long time, but they say as you get older, It's harder and harder to recover from that.
It right? does seem to be the way, Vin.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's it just wasn't. So I had a fun weekend and I was with people that I love, but I definitely mishandled it once again.
Wow. Well,
it's just the way it goes.
As long as you had fun.
I did. Yeah. It was fun.
I left here and had tons of drinks.
Really? And look at you. You're
on
just
Friday.
Fine.
On Friday.
Right as rain.
Yeah. We went over, had drinks with
Studio G.
We?
Kim and, oh my God, and Heather. You know both these girls. They took the ferry over from the North Bay, had drinks. And
listeners?
I set a time. Sure, they're listeners, but you know Kim and you know Heather both.
If Kim
you
saw worked them in radio, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do
right.
know that, Kim.
You know
yeah.
Kim. Mm-hmm. And then Heather, who does a ton of things, but we've known her since the other building.
Okay.
We used to hang out with her. So I had a hard time of like, okay, Alden, you're picking me up at noon. I need to go at noon. So, of course, I play all the drinks I can up until noon.
Oh, boy. Two full hours. To
Two full hours.
Six to shots, please. And what are you girls having?
Woo!
Oh, my God. Yep. So you pour yourself in Alden's car.
Uh-huh.
Did you fall
and
asleep
then,
in there?
No, I didn't. We went back to his house, and I had to play the guitar for me, like all these songs he was playing for me. I'm all, that's so good! That's so good! Oh. I better go home now.
Oh, boy.
And, you know,
so you
home.
Rocked out, too. That's
yeah,
good news.
Yeah, rocked out with it out, and and I was fine. Woke
what
up on Saturday morning. You know what, baby. And then Saturday.
With a clock out.
I went to, yeah, I can't even go there because I might mess that up. Saturday, I went to, met a listener, a new not a new listener. She's been listening to us since 97.
Oh.
But I met her on Facebook. I'm like, hey, come meet me. We'll go hang out. So we did massages.
No.
Got my eyebrows done. Mm. Got our toes done. And just hung out, had lunch, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Went home.
So social.
Well, sometimes you can see.
I
see people on social media that are our people.
Yeah.
And they might be having a hard time.
Oh, she is.
They might be.
Look at you.
Might be a little, you know, something's going on in their life. I'm like, you know what? Come hang out with me.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I'll take you out for a good time. So, and that was it.
For a good time. For a good time. Call.
What's
and
that song?
Yesterday I just cooked.
8-6-7-5-3.
Oh, that's
yeah.
that song?
Yeah. We're going back that far. Yeah. So that was that. Bryn,
you know
what did you do?
Very nothing. I mean,
Baby Central.
Was a parent.
I was a parent. I helped my sister do some stuff with her house.
Oh, fun.
Kind of. You know, she has this vacancy. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say to Vinny though, I have some of those patches that I used for my flat tire from about a week ago.
Ooh.
The plugs.
It wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have made it.
No,
in.
I'm saying if he wants to borrow, right. you can plug that
Vinny's
thing.
Vinny's not going
to
plug it.
I even
anything.
Have one of those mini tanks you bought. This is why I had a minute.
The patch of flat?
The patch of flat where you fill the air. It fills with air and spits some kind of goo in there. And it's supposed to fill the flat.
Right.
I debated all these things within 1 minute and went, I'm switching cars.
Yeah.
Because I...
You just can't. It's
the problem
in the morning.
Is, if something goes wrong, then I'm not getting in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it was sort of like...
That could be your whole morning.
I just sort of went...
It goes by fast. We only have a few hours.
Switch right now. Like, make the call, make the switch, be on my way. Or I could be on the side of the road, like, on the next thing and the next thing. And then finally being like, I need to take a sick day. I'm out here. There's no
kicking your tires.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do. I'm trapped. Yeah. So I just, that's why I made the switch. I'll deal with that when I get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, we're already super late because we started late. So we're going to.
I feel like the last time that your mom was here, that you had another tire problem.
Her car has had problems. Mm-hmm. So, one of the flats that she had was she hit a curb.
Oh, right. I remember. Right.
So that was one tire fiasco.
You know, we all hit curbs once in a while.
And then her battery died the last time I drove her up.
That's right.
In you had, Bakersfield.
Like, keep, oh, my God.
And we
that's
had to
so
get
funny.
The battery.
Christ
the guy charged it and said, don't turn this car off till you get home. You need a new battery. Then this time. So Jan had ran into my mom's car.
He ran into him?
He has a monster truck.
Uh-huh.
Like,
So she was like an ant, and he ran
so
right into
her. She pulled into his driveway because she was coming over, and he didn't even see her. He was getting in his car to go to the grocery.
Oh,
I don't know what.
Shoot.
So she
the
pulls
same
in,
time.
And he's pulling out, and she's like, "Huck!" Is he packing up?
Oh,
but it was
no.
Oh god.
So she smashed his. Her, he smashed her car
in his driveway.
In his driveway.
Oh boy!
So she got it repaired, mm-hmm. and it just got repaired, so it's done, right? Yeah. So now this is the third story for this car in the trips. I'm in the car with her. We're driving up. I'm like, you know, we're joking. Isn't it funny, this car? You know.
Yeah.
And we see the gas station where we broke down last time. We're like, we're going past you. You know.
Yeah. Ha ha ha.
We made it farther than we did last time, but. The thing was, we got rain, and I flipped the windshield wipers on, and you could hear the motor going, but the things weren't going.
Oh, no.
So we think whoever did the body work, and I didn't bother even to look yet, but we think there's a little clip, right?
Yeah.
Sort of activates them. I don't think they clipped it after they did the front end work
right.
on her car.
Oh, man.
So we're driving and they're not going on. And she's like, well, turn them on. I'm all, Mom,
they're on.
Yeah. They're not working.
I thought you checked this thing before. Well, it wasn't raining. Why would I check those?
Did you have to pull over or was it just light rain?
I was not pulling over.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just.
I'm going to drive blind. I'm sure there's a road here somewhere.
I'm all right. Just that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
Look, what's life without adventure?
Stuff.
Yay!
You know?
Yay!
For a good time call! KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.